Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to the best people I know, and that would be you. And it is a terrific Tuesday. Just feeling the love. Today is going to be one of those inspirational shows where you're just going to want to, like, get out, share your shine in a most brilliant way, because Dan Hahneman is all about helping people do that. So especially for people that listen to the show that are heart-centered entrepreneurs, this show is for you. Purpose, passion, and profit. Is that a winning equation or what? Love, love, love it. All right. Well, before I bring Dan on to you, he's a beautiful friend, and share his magnificent bio, I just want to remind you that we add shows sometimes in addition to Tuesdays and Thursdays. So if you mark us as a favorite and follow us, you get those great worry-free updates. And we also have an amazing motivation marathon coming up in the beginning of June. And if you go to motivationmarathon.com, all one word, motivationmarathon.com, you can sign up and get a 30-page free ebook. And some of the speakers that contributed, I mean, the stuff that's in there is as good as gold. And it's going to be a great event. You can sign up, even if you can't attend live. You'll get the replays, and it's really going to be dynamic. You can see everybody in there and check out the speakers and their websites. There's links and all sorts of stuff. So I hope you'll be able to join us for that, because we are a service here for you to help you be your best. And I enjoy the process along the way, in case you haven't noticed. So I just want to let you know about that. And let's get into Dan, because he knows something about living your purpose with joy and profitability, and he's going to help us do that today. Dan has an extensive background as a professional counselor and certified hypnotherapist with combined business and professional backgrounds in energy clearing, spiritual life coaching, metaphysics, religious science, hypnosis, psychology, motivational techniques, and personal business development systems. He is founder and CEO of Blockbust Your Path, and you can go to his website as well. Blockbust Your Path is dedicated to serving conscious and metaphysically inclined souls to move through energetic blocks to become invincible in living their life purpose with joy and profitability. His mission is to serve 50,000 people to awaken to their greatest divine gifts, fully embrace their infinite self, and answer their deepest soul's calling to maximize their conscious impact in the world. Ooh, does that taste delicious? I love that. From a best-selling book series, Dan has co-authored the book Wake Up, Live the Life You Love, Living in Abundance. And this is featured internationally with some renowned legends, including Tony Robbins, Dr. Wayne Dyer, and Dr. Michael Beckwith. Dan is also the producer and host for the popular internet radio show, which I listen to, and I'm sure you're all following, Spiritual Rockstar Radio. And you can connect with Dan at spiritualrockstar.com, and it is my privilege and pleasure to introduce Dan Hahneman. Hi, Dan. How are you today?
I'm awesome. Deb, how are you today?
I'm psyched because you're here. We're all here together. I just get so much out of it. It's amazing what these 45 minutes of mind vitamins do to get my whole soul out of the gates and inspired in the day. And I know that people are just going to love what you're going to tell them today, because we all need to learn from other people who have been there and done that, because we can't do everything on our own. We have to have help from other people. And you're definitely a person of service, but you have a business that's also profitable. And I think that that's something that people are interested in hearing. So I'm just wondering if maybe what we can do with the show today is, talk about how we can find out what our life purpose is, because, you know, a lot of people have a tough time discerning that. You know, what am I really supposed to do? And then discussing maybe some of the things that block people from living it and things that they can do to overcome those obstacles, and then you can tell us how to start really embracing living in our power with some of the tips and tools that you teach others. And I think that, you know, if there's time permitting, we could talk about some other things, but start out with how somebody listening right now can find out what their life purpose is.
Sure, it'd be my pleasure, and thanks for everything, you know, you share, too, and, you know, it's always awesome to be here with you, Deb, and your energy is just always amazing to me, it's truly. So, and I want you to really take that in, too, because you're so good at giving, and I just want you to really receive that. So,
thank you very much, I appreciate it.
So, with life purpose, yeah, that. So some of the ways, there's a lot of different little ways you can kind of pick up on what your life purpose is, and I'm going to share, you know, a few of them. Now, what I do to help people to connect with their life purpose, just as a quick heads up, is I do, and I can tell you all more about it later, I do a life purpose energy scan to help people to identify exactly what their life purpose is. But I'm going to go ahead and give you some of the clues and insights that you can pick up on your own to figure out what that is. So one of the ways you can determine what your life purpose might be is to take a look at what is the vision that keeps coming to you throughout your life. What are the things you keep thinking about doing? You keep coming back to you again and again of what you should be doing in your life, and just seem unshakable. So a lot of times, you know, we'll think about doing something and we'll be like, but yeah, okay, yeah, whatever. I'm not going to do that because I've got to pay the bills and or whatever. I've got to take care of my family or whatever might be the case. So your life purpose would be like if you're in corporate America and you're like, boy, I wish I was free and I could start doing that entrepreneurial work that I've been looking to do. Or maybe you're already kind of in business and starting to work your business, but you're not doing exactly what it is that you're looking to do, that would be an example. It's like you're disconnected from what it is that you know that you're here to do at some level. And what happens is people just feel like, I can't do it because of my circumstances. Usually that's part of it. Or they feel that they're unworthy, or, you know, all those type of things that we'll, I'm sure, talk about more with the blocks. So one of the things is, what keeps coming back to you that seems unshakable? That would be part of it. Other parts of it are, what are your gifts that you have to share with the world? I mean, for me, for example, all the way from growing up, you know, I was so, like, sensitive to people's energies and all those type of things, and so inward that I would actually hide under the kitchen table when my cousins would come over. I'll never forget that. I wouldn't come out. I mean, they'd be there for a while, and I'd still be under the kitchen table. I mean, I was, like, scared. So that's just the way I, you know, how I was. And so I went through, even through high school, you know, I was called Mr. Invisible and everything. So it was, I had a lot of friends, don't get me wrong, but at the same time I was very inward and quiet and all those type of things. And I didn't fully understand all that back then, but basically I have intuitive abilities and ways of connecting with people, with people's energies that create a situation where I'm very much observing things all the time, taking in a lot of things, and I'm not as much, you know, necessarily expressing all the time. That's kind of, you know, I've kind of got more into the expressive thing now that as my life has gone on, you know, I'm very much more expressive now, but that tends to be more my dominant pattern as I take things in. So part of your life purpose is noticing, how are you naturally wired? How do you move through your life? What are the gifts that people keep noticing about you? Like for me, one of the things people would always notice is that I'm very intuitive. So in different ways, people would say that. Like, you know, there'd be cases where, like as a kid, little things like I'd say, oh, you know, this sports team is gonna win the championship next year or whatever. And they'd be like, you're crazy. There's no way they could do that based on how good they are now. And I'd be like, no, I just know it. And then it would happen. You know, little things like that. It'd just be these little things. Or, you know, like my parents, they were both entrepreneurs. And I had a gift of being able to listen to what was going on in their businesses and to give them guidance even as a kid. I mean, I'd be like, well, Mom, I think what you're doing is you're undervaluing yourself. You need to ask your client to pay you more. And I'd basically talk her into it, and she'd go back. She'd ask for more money, and she'd get it. And be like, you know, so I kind of was in a natural kind of intuitive counselor mode all the way from back then. So you look at what are your gifts? What are the things you just naturally were doing growing up? That you're good at, and you continue to hear from people saying, boy, you're just so good at whatever. And a lot of times the mistakes people make here is they think it needs to be something so extraordinary. Like, you know, like if you are a gifted speaker and you're like, well, wait a minute, though, I'm not Les Brown, or, you know, I'm not Michael Beckwith, or I don't know, whoever you want to talk about as a speaker, you know, they'll compare themselves to the top person they think of and are like, well, I'm not as good as they are. It's not about that. It's like, what are your relative strengths, your gifts, the things where you're showing up brilliantly in the world, and to start to claim that. But that, too, can be a block, because people have a hard time claiming that. A lot of times it is those natural roles, those gifts that you're shining in the world are clues, they're all clues to what you're here to do. Now, when you combine what your intention is, that like that dream, like, hey, I just... What I'd love for people to do is I'd love if everybody would just love each other more. You know, that would be like your mission. And then when you combine that with really identifying what all your gifts are, you have the basis for what I call a life purpose statement that can guide your life. And I help people to put those together. So you'll know exactly what it is that you're here to do. But those are some of the ways, Lisa. I think, you know, when you look at a lot of times life purpose, especially for your listeners, which I imagine are conscious entrepreneurs, a lot of times your life purpose can be, what are the things that you're wanting for your life? Like if you're like got health issues and you really want to clear your health issues, and maybe part of your life purpose is to help people clear health issues because you have such a depth of experience with it. And it becomes a passion for you, is clearing health issues. So you might decide that you're going to become a healer or a nutritionist or something, you know, or whatever it might be, and then you're going to help yourself in this kind of way, and then that's a journey, and then you translate what you're learning to help other people as well. So those are just a few. There's a lot of other ways. There's one last one I'll share is there's called what's called the passion test. And so the passion test is a process by Janet Bray and Chris Atwood that outlines how you can identify what are the top five things that are deep and meaningful to you in your life. And so I'm a facilitator of that, and it helps you to identify what are those things that are really the top priorities in your life. And when you get clear about those things, it gives you a lot of clues about what your life purpose really is. So those are some of, you know, in this brief little bit of time, are some of the ways you could start to kind of figure out what that is.
No, and I mean, there's so much to this that I think that's why people have to visit, you know, your website and get more information. I just want to make sure, could you tell everybody how to get in touch with you directly?
Sure. You can contact me at dan@blockbustyourpath.com. dan@blockbustyourpath.com. Blockbustyourpath is spelled blockbustyourpath.com. So dan@blockbustyourpath.com. So that's how
awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, so that's good. So when people, you know, go through these things that you've mentioned, what are those certain attributes and gifts and talents and things that people are always commenting on that you're good at? What are things that you enjoy? What's your passion? And those types of things that are consistent from childhood till now, depending upon how old you are right now, you know, those are really good signals that that is your particular purpose. And when somebody has an idea that, okay, this is what I'm called to do, then somebody wants to translate that into a business or into their life work. And we all have to, no matter how spiritual we are, we still have to pay electricity, we still have to pay bills. I think a lot of people can get stuck right there. So how do we transfer that and get it into a business, and what might be some of the things that block us from achieving that success?
Okay. All right. Well, the first thing I feel is I say the number one block people have in life, not only in translating life purpose into business, but in all of life, the number one block to me is the idea that somehow we're separated from our good. We're separated from God. We're separated from universe, whatever you want to call it. That we're separate and that we are subject to effects. So effects meaning we have to pay for the electricity. We have to do all these things. Now, those are things that show up in our lives that need to be addressed, and they are the effects, the circumstances of our lives, rather than what, you know, recognizing who we really are and the abundance that's naturally available to us. Because when you really are in sync with and united with understanding that you are one with God, you are one with Source, you're one with Spirit, however you want to put it, one with your good, I don't care what you want to call it, when you know that that's true and you own that completely, that's where you start beginning to live your life by divine inspiration. And when you do that, things just work out somehow. You know, one way or another, bills do get paid. Things, you are provided for what you need. You know, whatever it is you need will show up in some kind of way that will support you perfectly wherever you are. And a lot of times people are like, well, I don't want to accumulate credit card debt. I don't want to take a loan out. I want to do this or that. I mean, if all the people that have done so many awesome things on this planet, like inventing electricity or, you know, any hugely inspiring endeavors, had the mindset that they couldn't go ahead and take on take on a commitment to say, hey, I'm going to be successful, I can take that loan, you know, this world would not got to where it is right now. It would not have happened, because that would mean there would have been no trust. So you have to completely trust that, you know, a lot of times people say you have to trust yourself, but sometimes what it really is you have to trust that you are connected with, you're one with God, you're one with Spirit, you will be, you're one with your good, you will be provided with whatever it is that you need. If you're clear that, if you allow yourself to be clear enough that I am going to succeed no matter what. So it takes an indomitable commitment. So first it's like, I know I'm one with God. And it takes your indomitable commitment to live your life purpose. Those are, I would say, they're the first two. And then, you know, and then it's a matter of really listening to your intuition, allowing yourself to be guided to whatever the steps are that you need to formulate your business structures, to formulate your marketing, your sales, all these things. All those things, first and foremost, have to come from your knowing, your intuition of what is right for you. It doesn't come, in my opinion, necessarily, first and foremost, from a book about how to create a successful business. Maybe you're going to get a lot of inspiration and insights from that. Maybe that will help you connect with the right ideas for you, but it's not necessarily a cookie-cutter type of thing. So it really comes from Spirit. It comes from your connection from the super intelligence that knows everything, that will provide you with what you need, you know, and will direct you to the resources you need, the right books you need, the right advisors, or whatever you might need, if you need them at all. Sometimes you don't need some of those things. It just depends on your situation. It depends. It always depends. Everybody wants the definitive answer, but it's just
There's no silver bullet for everything. You know, one of the things that I think helps listeners, and we are just going and growing, which is exciting. So, you know, maybe somebody's listening live or on replay. We have a lot of regular listeners, and I just want to thank you for your support. I see you in the chat now, you beautiful people. But, you know, can you give an example of somebody that you've worked with? Because I know, for me anyway, when I hear real examples of someone, the before and the after, you know, I get really inspired and I can connect with that. So maybe you could just share an example of somebody that you worked with, you know, going through this information that you're sharing with us today. You don't have to give out names. We know that that's privacy, but just in a, you know, in the terms of, okay, this is, they were trying to find their purpose. This is how they found it. This is what we did, and this is what they're doing now. That type of thing.
Right. Well, I have a variety of different stories. I'll tell a couple. So first, I think I should tell my story, actually, and then I'll share some of my clients' stories. So my own story is I was working a job. My background is a therapist. I got my master's in clinical psychology. I was a licensed counselor. I worked different jobs as a counselor, including with the chronically mentally ill and also with people with a wide range of different issues, anxiety, phobias, relationship issues, depression, anxiety, all those things. And then, you know, as I was on this path, I just kept following the steps, basically. I mean, prior to that, I actually was in sales, and you're familiar with that, Deb. I was in sales for about 3 years, and that provided experience, too, that ended up being important to me. Anyway, I kept following the steps that I was guided to, and then there came a decision point when my daughter was being born. You know, what should I do now? I've done all these things, and I've been always wanting to be in business. I've always had this hunger and desire to help people that want to live their life purpose as business owners, and it just seemed like, you know, it's the time to leap. And so I, without any way or means of doing so, I just decided I was going to go into private practice first as a counselor, and then just follow it from there. I figured, okay, I can do that right away. I already got a little bit of a private practice going, but it wasn't enough to support me. I'm going to make the leap. I'm going to do it and trust. Well, I did it, and, you know, it wasn't easy. I went through a lot of financial challenges, but I continued no matter what the challenge, no matter how much credit cards, no matter how much whatever was going on in my life, financially, otherwise, I just kept going. And I just said, you know what? I know this is the right path for me. And then what happened is eventually things turned around. Financial success started to happen. And so basically I was guided to all the systems, ways and means and processes to build my business to let success happen. So that's and I got help along the way too. I had coaches, I had support systems and whatnot to help me to do that too, that were there. But first and foremost, I trusted myself. I trusted my commitment, I trusted what I was being guided to, and I followed that. That was the most powerful part, and then I had additional support. For some of my clients, I would say I've had people who have gone from corporate world and been feeling completely burned out, feeling like they don't want to do anything, and sometimes that's what happens, is people literally don't want to do anything. They get so burned out. So I've had people like that, and then what happens is, they even get to the point where it sounds so ridiculous to some people, but like they get to the point where they're like, you know, all this money that I've accumulated, I'd be just as happy to let it all go right now because, you know what, it's just all based on old energy. It's all that survival energy I was in. It was all about all this other stuff, me trying to show up in a kind of like, you know, this fanciful way for my family or whatever. Like to clear through that and then to find their center, to really trust themselves and understand that they can live from inspiration and joy, and then the ideas start coming. I had one person who she was still struggling with the financial part, and she still wasn't really wanting to move forward yet, but she got to a point where she literally had an opportunity come in to her to go back to her old type of work, and she said she was faced with it and a big financial challenge. She said no to it, And the minute she said no to it and she explained that she was on a new path, she got a conversation with the lady that offered it to her, and she was so inspired by what she shared about how she's committed to a new path that the lady was interested in getting help from her, you know, because this was her new endeavor, was to help people to make a transition similar to herself. So she, you see, like the minute she said yes, she had this success, and now she's just, you know, she continues to build from there. And I've had other people who have had other type of jobs and situations where they make the transition, and I got to be honest, it's not usually an overnight success kind of thing. They don't usually go from, you know, a job to, you know, Mega Millions overnight, but people who go from that position of how am I going to do it to just doing it, and then they start to build the successes. The business starts coming in, and they just have to take one step at a time. So I don't have anybody that's gone from zero to a million in like 6 months kind of stuff like that, but I've had people be able to find new joy, new freedom, and success in their business by basically just by making the commitment, staying to the commitment. That is like one of the number one things I do to help people is I help them to stay to their commitment. And when they do that, the successes keep coming. They feel more joyful, more freedom, and then the clients start to come, and they start to build their businesses. So I hope that gives you a little bit of an idea.
Yeah, and I think that the most encouraging part and component to everything that you're sharing is that everybody that is going to change gears, everybody that's going to step into their greatness, we all have one thing in common. We want that good change, but we are going to have to overcome some obstacles. And whether those illusions in our mind are real or imagined, we're not alone in this. And the fact that you've worked with so many people who have changed their lives and enjoying themselves and do get to that point in that process is really, I think, for anybody listening, the validation that we need to hear. It's possible for me too, because we're not alone, and it's not like somebody else has something extra special that we don't. And maybe the key to unlocking this door is knowing that we have to have a mentor. We have to have somebody to encourage us. We have to have people that believe in our dream. And we have to accept the fact that it is a process. Do you find that there's some common traits in those people who make the transition a little bit more smoothly than others? Or is there like something that you would want to share with people listening about stepping into their brilliance, you know, manifesting the things that make them invincible in their life purpose?
Right. Yeah, I would say it gets down to, you know, I've said it a number of times, is it takes the commitment. It really does. I know that's like an old, that's the old school, you know, talk about what it takes, but it really does take that. It takes complete commitment to live your life purpose with the utmost joy and profitability. You know, that's what it takes. It just takes that your commitment. It really does. You have to just keep saying yes, because the fears will keep coming. The circumstances will keep coming that say, are you sure you really want to do this? You know, they'll show up as bills that maybe you feel you can't pay, or maybe you don't even aren't able to pay at the moment. It can show up as, you know, whatever, or I feel I'm not good enough. Boy, I'm so depressed. This isn't going as fast as I thought it would, or, you know, or the self-doubts. Can I really do it? Do I really have anything to share in this area? Is this really my life purpose? You know, like, people will question forever. It's just they're afraid. So you have to face the fear. You have to have the commitment. You're going to face the fear no matter what, and you're going to follow all the way through no matter what. And that's what it takes. I mean, I love that story. I'm sure you've heard it before, and maybe some of your listeners have, of And Think and Grow Rich, where they're drilling down, you know, one company is drilling down for gold, and they go so far, and they exhausted a lot of resources trying to get that gold. They were, you know, the idea was there was gold in where they were mining and where they're drilling down to. But eventually they just said, you know what, we just can't do it anymore. We give up. We don't know anymore, you know, or whatever. They just gave up. and they walked away from it. Another company came in, they drilled 3 feet farther, and they found the gold. And they got all the reward. And that's what happens when we give up. You know, a lot of times when things look the bleakest, it's exactly when you have to stay the course. But up front, you have to have the commitment. No matter what's going to happen on this path that I'm going on, whether I have success overnight or it doesn't come right away or whatever, I'm not going to let anything scare me. I'm going all the way, because you're saying, yes, I really do believe in this idea that I am fully supported in all that I do, and no matter what, I am going to do it. And so I would say that's, I can't overemphasize it. I mean, that is the number one thing, and I find that's, and you know what comes with that too, though, Deb, is I would say is the 100% responsibility. And a lot of times people, you could make a commitment, then you can say become a victim, though. You can be like, well, you know, I'm totally into it, but you know what, if it were just, you know, if the economy was just better, or if so, you know, this person in my life was showing up in a different way, or if circumstances were different, but yeah, I'm 100% committed, but you know, and then they're playing a victim to a circumstance. And so that's another trait that I see with people that ultimately do so much better, is they are willing to take on 100% responsibility for their life. They see it as, it is up to me. It really is up to me. I'm creating my own reality. I'm creating my own life. And they get that. And if you don't have that starting off, that's one of the things that needs to be established, is you're taking 100% responsibility for your life and your results, no matter what, as well. And so just to name a couple, I would say those are two. A third one, I'll throw in one more, is through my own experience, okay, and I'm always scientifically minded too, and I just notice what happens. I do notice that success doesn't happen in a vacuum, as they say. I mean, you have to partner with people. You have to find business, you know, people to partner with in your life in all kinds of different ways. You have to reach out for the support. You cannot, you know, you cannot really have prosperity and success without a significant support system of some sort to help you. Whether, yes, coaches, mentors, you've got to have those type of people in your life in some kind of way. And if you feel you can't afford it, you find a way to afford it. You'll find a way to at least go buy a book or whatever. You do something. You take action. You find a way to get support. And you'll also have to do that also when you're doing your marketing and building your business. You want to find one of the most powerful ways to build any business, I believe, is to find people that you can partner with, that you will reciprocate with referrals, do joint ventures together with, all those type of things. You've got to work together with people more than ever before to be able to have success. So those are a few.
Yeah, and those are all great. And I know that you have more too. And when people go to your website, I think that they'll find all that. And your newsletter is filled with lots of great information. But I love that story about the gold. You know, these people working so hard, putting all their time, all their energy. They believed in what they were doing. They went through all of this preparation and they expended all this energy, and then they quit. And the next person came in, and 3 feet later found the gold. And, you know, I really think that that is such a powerful story, because if we give up 5 minutes before the miracle, it's going to be only us that suffer, but it's going to be a lot of other people too. So taking all of these ingredients that you're sharing with us, all these tips and all these tools, you know, to me, people listening, if you know that you are committed to doing something that's really going to make a difference, if it's something that you believe in, then you'll always be getting up every day saying, you know what, the world needs me. And if I don't do this, if I don't do this and I don't stick to this and I don't share what I have in my heart and the talents and the skills and the knowledge in my mind, then somebody is going to miss out. Somebody's going to be that much less because I haven't given it the extra 3 feet or whatever. And I think that that can be a real motivation to know that You have to do this. You have to, whoever you are, if you have this life purpose, if you have this passion, you have to do what Deanne says and know that you have to shine your light or somebody else will miss that brilliance. And it's really a place of service, isn't it? Knowing that we are going to make a difference that matters to somebody else and that we have that responsibility and then everything else can come after that.
Right. Oh, absolutely. It's all about service. It's all about that. It's a circulation of love and service. And see, that's one of the things is people get caught up in the ego personality part of it. Like, well, you know, I'm going to be some big success, and they have a lot of ideas about what that is. It could be like an inflated sense of self, or it could be like, well, who am I to be able to be any of that? You know, so you could get all these type of ideas. But you know, I've interviewed a lot of big spiritual rock stars on my Spiritual Rockstar radio show. All different people. Sonia Chiquette's been on there. Mary Morrissey. All different types of people with they've had a lot of success. And, you know, I know for a fact, not only through the interviews, but just through my intuitive sense of them too, is they're all operating from spiritual connection. I mean, or whatever you want to call it again. You know, they're operating from the understanding that it's not them, you know, it's not me. You know, it's about allowing life to happen through them. And they get out of the way. They allow spirit to work through them in their lives, and that's how they're able to be successful. They just allow the inspiration of spirit that wants to love and serve people to circulate so that we can all remember how abundant and blessed we are always, to work through them so that they can live their life purpose, so that they can have the joy, they can have the financial success. And it happens because they get up basically. That small stuff just gets out of the way, and they allow that super connection to flow through them in their life, and that's the way it works. It happens from the commitment, saying yes, and then it's a matter of just following your inspiration, your intuition, and letting it happen. I mean, that's the basic two-step, you know. Like, you know, that's basically the way it works. So you've got to get out of your way, get out of your head, you know, get out of your head, allow yourself to really just feel into spirit, into your intuition, into your heart, know what's really true in your life, and you just boldly follow it. If you're scared to death of something, that's another key. You know, all the things you've heard are true. If you're scared to death of doing something, but you know it'll bring huge impact and results in your life and true, deeper joy, not like the joy of, hey, I'm going to watch TV and it's a good show tonight and I don't want to do all this work. No, I mean, true joy, like really real fulfillment, and you really, it scares you to death to do it, and that's why you keep eating more cookies and watching TV or whatever you do, you know, whatever we do to distract ourselves or surf the net more. You know, when you take the bolder actions, that's where real success comes too, but you've got it, so if it's scaring you, don't jump back into the comfort zone, go for it. That is one of the big things of the people, the spiritual crowd that I talk to a lot of times. You know, they make the mistake. Well, I don't know. Spirit's not guiding me. And it's really, there's afraid. They're afraid to death. And so sometimes you just have to clear through that fear, that through that stagnant energy of I'm fearful and I feel blocked and I don't know, you know, energy, and just say yes to it. And then all of a sudden the angels will sing in your ears and say, you're on the right track, you know. But sometimes it first takes your yes often to be able to feel like it's the right thing that, you know, like, oh, it's the right thing to do. You know, you have to say yes. You have to got to clear through those fears. Otherwise, you're going to be more prone to hear the fears more than your intuition.
Yeah. You know, I had Paul Harris on last week, and for those of you who might know his story, I mean, he speaks at like Branson, the big billionaire world. He speaks to all these big people, but you know, the amazing part of his story is he was a drug addict. He was an alcoholic, and he got in a car accident. 85% of his body was burned. And he was talking on the show, and for people that want to listen to the replay, I think it should still be on the homepage. It's Paul V. Harris. he 85% of his body burned. You can see the picture of his face. You can see he had so many reconstructive surgeries, but he was talking about the fear that he experienced when he was trying to get out of that car, burning alive. And then he was sharing, you know, for people that are into this, I find them fascinating, that near-death experience in his life where, you know, he saw this evil, the demon, that, you know, his life was just wasted on drugs and alcohol and things that were all about him instead of the All About Other People show. It was the All About Him show. And then he saw this light coming, and he had another chance. And he was talking on the show that all, you know, and his life is totally turned around. And he said he wouldn't change anything. He would be deformed. He would keep his body. He wants to keep his body 85% burned. That it was nothing. It was nothing compared to the change that got him from living a life of doing nothing to living a life of service. And realizing when he was in that near-death experience how short life is. It's a blink of an eye. And the only thing that mattered when he was talking on the show was those things that we do as service to helping other people become better. And it was just a fascinating show, and it was an echo for all of the ingredients that you're talking about here today on your show. And, you know, to me, it's like, wow, God, look at the connection with the dots and all the people that are guests. And, you know, I think that there's a really powerful message for anybody listening. I know for myself that life is too short to waste. And those false fears, you know, we have to get beyond that because, like Paul Harris was saying, the fear that he had getting out of the car while his body was burning was nothing. He said nothing compared to the fear that he experienced when he saw what he did with his life, going to, I guess, by some people's standards, like just going to hell, that the fear of facing that demon, the fear of feeling that he wasted the gift of his life, he said was worse than the fear of his body and being burned alive. Now, that to me was powerful. And I think that, you know, that's why it's so important for anybody listening to work with Dan, to get his tools, to, you know, there's no shame in getting help. You cannot do surgery on yourself. We all need help from a friend. But we need people that we can trust, that are going to care, that we are the best person we were created to be, not somebody else. But I hope that people will go and listen to that show with Paul Harris as well, because he's just unbelievable. And, I mean, the love through the airwaves, it's just so, it's such a peace. It's such a peace that he brings in his communication. And, you know, it really, really struck me, and I think it'll really do a lot for anybody that listens to it. But we are at the end of our show, so I want to make sure that people, any last word, and how can people connect with you to help support them in sharing their shine with the world? And I want to thank everybody. We have a ton of people in the chat room, and I want to thank you all for being here. Love, love, love you.
Yes. I've been having a great time always being with you because you have so much wisdom and stories to share and everything. I'm always inspired by what you have to share too, Deb. And what I'd like to do, I was thinking about it last night. I was like, okay, well, it's always like, well, what would I like to offer tomorrow? And so what I'm offering is two different things that come to mind. I'll briefly just tell you about. If you go to my website to www.blockbustyourpath.com, www.blockbustyourpath.com, when you go there, if you look at the Life Purpose Session button, you click on that, you'll be able to see the Life Purpose Session that I offer. And that's really what I consider to be the number one thing is to first, one of the number one things is definitely first to identify what is your life purpose. I mean, to get that clear, because sometimes people have vague notions about it. But what I like to do for people is to make it abundantly clear, because even if they kind of know, I help you to own your clarity about what it is, and then it starts. Then you actually start to let it happen.
And that's a free session that they can sign up for when they go to your website?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. When they go to the Life Purpose session, they're going to see the paid session, but there's a link at the top that allows you to get a free scan from me. And so the free energy scan is going to give you some more information and more clarity about your life purpose. And then if, you know, at some point you decide to do the full session, then we'll get it really nailed down and really, really super clear into a statement and everything. But I will scan your field not only for life purpose, but also to see what blocks there might be in your energy that is slowing you down, stopping you from taking your next step. So I can read your subconscious. I do this all by phone in just 15 minutes. I'll see what your subconscious blocks are, and I'll look through your what we call your chakra system, too, to see what's going on there, to see, again, what's not working in your energy, what's going on with your history and whatnot, and your beliefs that is stopping you where you are. A lot of times what I pick up on are things that people might know about, but a lot of times it's stuff that is invisible to them. They don't even know what's stopping them, and that's where I help to discern what that is for you. So when you go to www.blockbusterpath.com, click on the Life Purpose Session button, click on the link at the top of on that page. That'll get you to where you can opt in for the free session. And then I'll be glad to work with you. And then one other real quick thing, you might also check out the Grow Your Intuition and Grow Your Business program. We're starting at 3:00 Central Time today, but that's at the very bottom of all the buttons when you go to my website. It's a terrific deal. I mean, I'm going to teach you all the tools you need to grow your intuition and grow your business. I encourage you to take a look at that. I'm also going to bring in energy clearing and ascended energies to help shift you so you can receive your intuition. So Grow Your Intuition is called the program on the button, and you might want to take a look at that. If you feel inspired, jump right in, whatever feels right for you.
Awesome. Dan, thank you so much for sharing today, and we really appreciate you because I know you're super busy, but it's been a great action-packed 45-minute show. And you people, I know that you're the best people I know, so if you want more of what Dan can offer to help you, you know, really get into being the best that you were created to be, you can go to those resources and sign up for that today at 3:00, too. Wow, that's great. Keep the momentum going. Well, again, it's sad that we come to an end. I'm going to miss everybody, but I can see you tomorrow. Oh, no, Thursday is our next show at 11. No shows tomorrow, unbelievable, but I'll see you Thursday for our regular time at 11. And I hope that you know that you weren't created by accident. You were created for a specific reason at this time in this space, and you didn't listen to this show by accident either. So the world needs you, and if you don't do it, who will? Go out in the famous words of Oscar Wilde and be yourself, because everybody else is already taken. Make it a great day. Be a blessing, and God bless you.
Bye bye. Radio show with your host Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.